What does a school holiday even mean these days? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Today is technically a school holiday, but for a lot of parents, this isn't going to feel too much different from a regular old stay-at-home pandemic school day. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on some of the challenges facing parents who are working from home and supervising their kids' school days.
Johanna Mayer has three kids, 10, 8, and 4. She worked for a big hospital in Washington, D.C. until the pandemic hit.
My oldest daughter is very high risk for COVID. She has a chronic lung disease, and I wasn't able to work from home, so I had to leave that position.
She was unemployed, schooling her kids at home, and didn't have any income until her unemployment benefits came through in August. To help parents like Mayer, Democrats in Congress want to provide 12 weeks of paid family and medical leave, says Dawn Hucklebridge at the group Paid Leave for All.
This pandemic has reemphasized how critical this is to our functionings as families and as an economy.
Johanna Mayer now has a new job she can do from home while the older kids do schoolwork and the youngest is in daycare.
My littlest one struggles to let me work.
Mayer says she needs schools to open in the fall so her youngest can go to kindergarten. Otherwise, she'll have to give up work again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Google will pay an Australian media company to host its news material. That deal is coming as Australia's legislature debates a bill to force Google and other tech platforms to pay to show news articles or pieces of them. The deal is the first of seven such arrangements Google's expected to make in the face of that planned law. From Sydney, the BBC's Phil Mercer has details.
The legislation would make Australia the first country to force big tech firms to pay for news content. Google had said the law was unworkable, but in an apparent softening of that line, it's reached an agreement with Seven West Media, reportedly worth $23 million a year. The Australian government said a deal with Facebook was very close. As their advertising revenues collapsed, traditional media companies have for years complained that social media platforms had benefited from their quality reporting without paying for it.
That was Phil Mercer with our newsroom partner, the BBC. U.S. markets are closed for President's Day, but elsewhere in the world, the week is starting off with a rally. The FTSE in London is up 2.1%, and the Nikkei in Japan finished the trading day up 1.9%, bringing it above 30,000 for the first time since 1990. It's more than three decades. What is going on in Japan? Well, that country's economy grew at an annualized rate of 13% in the last quarter. A lot of Japanese companies had solid earnings reports and the vaccine. Public health agencies across the country have been thinking big when it comes to COVID-19 vaccination. Large-scale drive-through vaccinations and even bigger vaccination sites set up in convention centers and stadiums that are otherwise empty because of the pandemic. Sam Whitehead from WABE in Atlanta reports on one partnership there that both public health officials and private stadium ownership hope will give the vaccine rollout effort a boost.
The Atlanta United soccer team usually hosts tens of thousands of fans at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in downtown Atlanta. But on this breezy winter afternoon, there's just a slow trickle of recently inoculated people leaving this COVID-19 mass vaccination site run by Fulton County. Laura Gilmore just got the first dose of her two-shot regimen.
Everything inside runs very smoothly. It's so well organized and everybody is so helpful.
The 85-year-old who lives in Atlanta says it's her first time to the stadium, and she's impressed. The $1.5 billion facility opened in 2017 and is home to the Atlanta Falcons football team.
So now I have to make an appointment to come down and take a tour after all of this is over.
On its busiest days, the stadium has seen more than 1,500 people for vaccinations, but it could double that, says Dr. Lynn Paxton, Fulton County's health director.
Our capacity really is, I would say, limited mainly by the vaccine availability.
Fulton County also used the stadium for early voting in Georgia's recent U.S. Senate runoffs. Paxton says turning it into a massive clinic made sense. It's centrally located and regularly handles large crowds.
You need tables. You need lots of chairs for people to wait in. Mercedes-Benz Stadium made all of that available.
Paxton says the stadium is also providing snacks and coffee and staff to help with clerical work, all of it for free. But there is an upside for AMB Sports and Entertainment, the company that owns the stadium and the teams that play there. Dietmar Exler is chief operating officer.
Certainly, it helps us as a sports organization. The faster people get vaccinated, the faster we'll have events in our stadium.
A handful of other NFL stadiums around the country are also serving as mass vaccination sites. In a letter to the Biden administration in early February, Commissioner Roger Goodell said all the league's teams were open to joining in that effort. In Atlanta, I'm Sam Whitehead for Marketplace.
Obamacare is back, or at least open enrollment in Obamacare is back. Normally, you only get a short window each year to sign up. Last year's window ended in December. But last month, President Biden opened up a new 90-day open enrollment period that starts today to give people another shot at signing up. There are an estimated 15 million Americans without health insurance who would qualify, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.